NBC Radio, news on the hour. Chevrolet spotlights the news. Chevrolet, the car with a jet smooth ride, and Chevy's Corvair bring you Frank Burkholzer, NBC News.
Prince Sihanouk of Cambodia, who originally proposed the 14-nation political conference on Laos, which the King of Laos now has rejected, has suggested that talks be held in his capital of Phnom Penh on a ceasefire. President Kennedy and the National Security Council heard a military report on Southeast Asia during an afternoon meeting at the White House. The National Security Council will meet again tomorrow. Secretary of Commerce Luther Hodges said today, in support of America's foreign aid programs, a communist economic offensive has become a matter of grave concern to the free world. The Labor Management Advisory Committee to President Kennedy reported to him today that the present unemployment situation in the United States is intolerable. Experts at Cape Canaveral plan to decide at midnight tonight whether the weather prospects are good enough to continue with plans for launching an astronaut in a Mercury capsule tomorrow. A National Airlines plane with 11 persons aboard is missing on a flight from Marathon to Key West, Florida, a flight that normally takes only 20 minutes. I'll have more news in just a moment. Now a message from Chevrolet.
Your Chevrolet dealer offers one-stop shopping.
Does that mean I can buy broccoli?
Huh? No, it isn't that kind of one-stop shopping.
Well, that's what one-stop shopping means. One stop. Buy broccoli, bowling balls, balsa wood, Biscayne.
Ah, that you can buy at your Chevrolet dealer. Biscaynes, Impalas, Bel Airs, Corvairs, station wagons. You see, we mean one-stop shopping for a new car.
You do? Well, how can you one-stop shop for a new car? You can only buy one at a time.
That's just the point. Because of Chevrolet's tremendous selection of models and equipment, you can find the kind of car you want regardless of the kind of driving you do.
Well, why don't you just say so?
Huh?
Be honest. Like this. You cannot purchase broccoli at your Chevrolet dealers. However, you will find there the widest selection of car models and power teams to enable you to find the kind of car you want for the driving you do at the price you want to pay. Now, why don't you carry broccoli?
It only comes in one color.
Now here again, Frank Burkholzer.
Strife and ill will afflict many parts of the world tonight, but romance is in the news in the Middle East. Here is Tom Streithorst in Beirut.
Jordan's young King Hussein is to marry. The 25-year-old Arab monarch announced in a speech on Amman Radio tonight that he is engaged to wed a commoner named Mona, whom he called the girl of my dreams. Hussein revealed that his bride-to-be is not an Arab, but he did not announce her second name or reveal to his people that she is the daughter of a British army officer. Hussein noted that tomorrow marks the 9th anniversary of his reign, and he said, "Tonight your king becomes a man." Hussein has a 4-year-old daughter by a previous marriage. Jordan's king stated his engagement was now formal, but that marriage would take place when God wills. Hussein reassured his people about the all-important religious question by announcing that his fiancée is a Muslim. Tom Streithorst, NBC News, Beirut.
Among those present at Cape Canaveral tomorrow for the manned space launching will be the president of the International Aeronautic Federation, the body which passes upon aerial records. The Soviet space flight with Yuri Gagarin, it develops, has not yet been found eligible for the records claimed by the Russians because they have so far refused to provide necessary information, such as the model and type of spacecraft, model, type of thrust and type and thrust and number of engines in the rocket, special takeoff and landing apparatus that was used, and the date, time, and place of takeoff and landing. American authorities will provide all this information. Lynn Heinzeling of the Associated Press won the Pulitzer Prize today for foreign reporting for his coverage of the early stages of trouble in the Congo. Heinzeling learned of his award while in Liberia on his way back tonight to Leopoldville in the Congo. On most of these stations immediately following this newscast, NBC News will present a special program, New Frontiers, the First 100 Days. Frank Burkholzer, NBC News, Washington.
This has been NBC News on the Hour. Listen again on the hour for NBC Radio News. Witness America's Man in Space Shoot tomorrow morning on NBC.